For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. Redlands police are investigating a crime that targeted a Jewish family last Friday. The family arrived to their home Friday evening when a vehicle drove past their house. Someone in the car yelled an anti-Semitic slur and fired several shots. No injuries were reported and there was no damage. Police did not find any shell casings and a home surveillance video did not show a muzzle flash. Police believe the suspect shot an airsoft handgun and that the family was targeted because there were Hanukkah decorations outside the home. The incident's being investigated as a hate crime. RPD is sending extra patrols out, including near places of worship. UC Berkeley has launched a data initiative meant to address lacking research on female athletes in sports medicine. Although women's sports has received more attention in recent years, most athletic data focuses on male athletes. Angelina Soldados is the deputy director of the Institute for Security and Governance at UC Berkeley.
Historically, research has been focused on men, with more than 70% of studies examining male athletes only, and 6-9% focusing on female athletes.
Soldados says this gap in data makes it more difficult to address differences between female and male athletes, like differing needs when addressing injuries and recovering. She says this first year of the initiative will focus on mining existing data provided by UC athletes, which will be the basis of tools that can help female athletes better understand their injury risks and health outcomes. In California and across the world, too many children go to school and adults go to work without the proper glasses to help them succeed. Now, nonprofit organizations are stepping in to help. Suzanne Potter with California News Service explains.
The World Health Organization predicts that by 2050, nearly 2 billion people across the globe will live with vision impairment. Blair Wong is International Optician of the Year and president of the Board of Directors for Good Vision USA, a nonprofit that provides eye care and free glasses in 11 countries. He says vision care is an economic multiplier because every dollar invested yields $28 in economic benefits.
By giving people a chance, with vision, they get better jobs and have greater impact economically on their own family structure, as well as contributing to their communities.
Good Vision trains people in local communities to manufacture simple glasses, and they travel to remote areas to provide basic optical care. Experts say that 90% of vision loss is in poor and middle-income countries, and that children with vision loss are 2 to 5 times less likely to receive formal education. Data show that as of 2020, about 160 million people worldwide are blind or have moderate to severe vision impairment because they lack proper optical care. In the Golden State, children enrolled in Medi-Cal get free glasses and optical care. The state has teamed up with nonprofits like Vision to Learn to offer eye exams in public schools, something Wong says is key to children's futures in school and beyond.
It just seems so unnecessary in the world to have major populations not have access to a prescription and a simple pair of glasses that would help them to be more productive.
Vision to Learn got its start in California. Last year, it helped more than 100,000 local students in 14 counties, providing 30,000 eye exams and 25,000 pairs of glasses. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
And Santa Claus will arrive by fire truck for a special visit to Riverside University Medical Center in Reno Valley, where he'll spread cheer among children hospitalized during the holidays. The Riverside County Fire Department and Riverside University Health System have arranged the annual Christmastime visit, slated for Wednesday morning, when a fire crew will transport Old St. Nick from an area firehouse to the hospital via an aerial ladder truck. According to organizers, Santa will enter via an upper floor window and surprise children on the pediatric ward, offering gifts and treats and taking pictures with patients and their families. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.